welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And happy Halloween! And of course, thought we'd have a little fun, a different kind of conversation this morning for Halloween. I'm very excited to talk with, once again, joining us this morning is Brian Bonner. He's with the Rocky Mountain Paranormal Research Society. Of course, Brian, you know we had to play that song.
Yeah, you can't get through a season without hearing it.
Of course. Okay. Of course. Well, happy Halloween, Brian.
Oh, same to you.
And Brian, you have been a part of the Rocky Mountain Paranormal Research Society, one of the founding members, correct?
Absolutely, and we're pushing into our 21st year, so we've been going a while.
So tell us a little background how Rocky Mountain Paranormal Research Society got started.
Well, back what seems like a lifetime ago, I was really intrigued by the whole paranormal idea, and having grown up, you know, watching scary movies with my mother, that sort of thing, and being told that they weren't real, and then all of a sudden having people say, no, there's some of this that's real, I decided I needed to look into it. And back then, there weren't a lot of people looking into it. And the ones that were, just like a lot of the ones that are now, didn't seem to be doing it, I'll say properly, with, you know, actual research in mind. So I kind of gave up and said, okay, we're going to get some people together and we're going to do this on our own.
Right.
So that's really how it got started.
And it's been going ever since. And like you said, going on 21 years now of doing this. So how does your investment, you know, when we were kind of emailing back and forth yesterday, I said, I do want to talk about it. It seems like there's this big resurgence in TV of these, you know, ghost investigators shows, right? But so how does Rocky Mountain Paranormal Research Society investigate differently than, say, what we're seeing on TV?
Well, a few different things that we do is we try to be as scientific as possible, you know, given we're in uncontrolled conditions and, you know, there's a lot of variables that we can't account for. We try and at least apply the scientific method to it. And one of the big things in watching the TV shows, or, you know, a lot of people that are in the field doing it, is they have all of this equipment, but they really don't have any idea what it does or how it works. So one of the things that we do is anybody that we're working with has to know how to use the equipment. They've had some training how to use it. And, you know, all of the stuff that we use was designed for something in the, you know, quote, real world. So that's what they're trained to use it as. And that way, if you get some sort of a, you know, anomalous result, you don't immediately jump to ghost. You go, hold on a minute, I know how these things work. And you can start, you know, breaking it down and seeing, did I have something unusual, or is this just something that I misinterpreted because of the way the equipment works?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really important thing, and we're really big into the history as well. I mean, we're, you know, I'd say easily as much historic research as we are paranormal research. And that makes it a lot of fun for those of us that are just, you know, huge fans of Colorado history.
Right. Absolutely. And there is so much, obviously, history to our state. And kind of touching on that resurgence in these shows, Brian, again, you've been doing this for, you know, a long time, over two decades now. Why do you think this is leading to this kind of resurgence in these shows?
Well, there's a few things. It's cyclical. You definitely see it's real popular for ghosts, then it becomes UFOs, then it becomes cryptids. And we're kind of going back into that cycle where we're starting back to the ghosts again. Not that they ever really go away, but their popularity surges. And I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, the current climate of everything that's going on. It's a great escape. And because people are afraid of, you know, bad things, we're afraid of death, it's also intriguing because it is somebody trying to, you know, look, is there something after that? Isn't there something after that? So it's a way out, but it's also a way to analyze things that, you know, might happen, well, will happen to everybody.
Right. An experience of some sort is kind of what you're referring
exactly.
to. Right. So can you kind of define, and then we're going to have to take a break, Brian, and then I would love to get into, you've investigated all over the state, all over, and you've investigated some of the, you know, most well-known places like the Stanley Hotel in Estes Park.
Right.
But I would love if you could clarify for us, and again, some of this comes because all we have as reference point is some of the shows we see on TV, but are there truly things like an intelligent haunt or a residual haunt, if you can determine that there is actually something going on there?
Well, and that's the thing. You know, we can say that there's anecdotal evidence, witness testimony to a lot of things. But as far as, you know, hard, absolute proof of any of this, that's what we're trying to come up with, be it paranormal or not. But when you talk to somebody that says, this is absolutely something that I'm communicating with, I would love to find something like that, because that's working towards proof of something.
Right.
But, you know, unfortunately, in 20 years, we've pretty much been able to explain
everything that's happened,
all of the things that are like that.
Wow.
You know, there's still some things out there that we really don't know what it was, but we can't say, oh, yeah, I was talking to a ghost last night and it said this.
Right. Right. Okay, Brian. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the top places in Colorado that you have investigated and a lot more. We're talking with Brian Bonner, one of the founding members, Rocky Mountain Paranormal Research Society. We've got more next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. It's Halloween. Happy Halloween. And today we are talking with one of the founding members, Rocky Mountain Paranormal Research Society, Brian Bonner. I tried to squish your first and your last name together there, Brian. And you've been doing this for over two decades now. You've investigated all over the state. And I know that would be like, how many places do you think you have investigated, Brian?
Honestly, I'd be lying to you if I told you, because I'd just have to make something up. But a lot.
I was gonna say, I can't imagine, right? Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, every time we're doing a, you know, a public lecture or something like that, there's all of these people that say, have you investigated this place? And it's like, I've never even heard of that place. So it's definitely a bottomless pit when it comes to the places that can be looked at in this state.
Well, and even when I was teasing that you were coming on the show today, Brian, our news guy said, or our traffic guy said, they need to investigate the St. Francis Hospital here in Colorado Springs. It's spooky. And I was like,
exactly. Everybody's got that.
Yeah. So let's talk about then some of the, again, you've been, you know, across the state and looked into some of the top places, you know, where there's claims. So where would you kind of, let's put some of your top I guess we should start with the Stanley. What do you think?
Yeah, we can start at the Stanley.
Okay, let's start there. And I think you, if I remember correctly, Brian, when we talked last year, you said you had investigated that numerous times.
Oh, yeah, definitely multiple times. And that's another one that the history is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
One of the most beautiful histories you will ever read about. And the ghost stories, those traditional ghost stories that they have are great.
Yeah.
And we've been called in to investigate several times. And a couple of things. First of all, we kind of look at each claim on its own. So they say this happened to somebody at this location. So we try and figure out what may have caused that, why that might have happened.
Right.
And it's interesting looking over the past probably, I don't know, 15, 16 years since it's become a popular location, the ghost stories that are being added to it. Because you get a lot of really gung-ho people that want to see a ghost, and they go in, and you really want to see a ghost. Even if there's nothing there, you're going to see a ghost.
Right.
So.
Right.
The stories are being added to, and the history's being rewritten, which is really the part that kind of annoys me, because, like I say, this is one of those spots that has just this beautiful, beautiful history and some amazing ghost stories. However, one of our investigations looked at one of the claims a little bit differently than most would. We ended up being part of a documentary about the building and found out that the whole basis of it was the fact that the hotel was built on this large deposit of minerals.
Yes.
They said it was quartz, magnetite, and limestone that were underneath the building, causing some sort of a piezoelectric effect that made the ghosts manifest, appear, whatever. And, you know, being the people that inquire like we do, we thought, well, first, let's see if those minerals actually exist. You know, we need to not assume that.
Right, so exactly.
After a lot of work, it turns out that we got a hold of the Department of Agriculture, who's in charge of doing soil surveys for the country, and they'd never done anything there. So after a little negotiation, the federal government called us to see if we could get them into the hotel, which made no sense to me at all. But, you know, we're crazy. We'll do anything. So we got them into the hotel. And it turns out that we spent 2 days at the Stanley and a couple of adjoining properties with four branches of the government doing soil surveys.
Wow.
We had ground penetrating radar, guys digging in the dirt, electromagnetic induction. We spent a lot of your tax money. Thank you. But when all was said and done, it turns out that underneath the hotel is bedrock and dirt.
There's no minerals.
Well, no minerals like they were claiming. I mean, the dirt is made up of minerals.
Well, of course, yeah.
Probably. But yeah, in the quantity and form that they were saying, it wasn't. So, you know, that's one of the things we need to not go in and say, okay, they're saying it's haunted because of this, let's look for ghosts. We need to say, let's go in and look at what the first part of the claim was. But at the same time, you know, one experience that we had there, they gave us a lot of different locations in that building that are really difficult to come by normally. And one of them was the music hall.
Now, Brian, if we could hold that thought, because I want to talk about that when we do have to take a news break. So let's start with the music hall when we come back. Does that work?
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. We'll have more with Brian Bonner next on The Extra. Thank you, Brian. Hold on. Next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And good morning. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Happy Halloween. This morning we are talking with Brian Bonner, one of the founding members, Rocky Mountain Paranormal Research Society, over 21 years now, right, Brian?
Exactly.
And we were talking about some of the top places you've haunted. You've been, and we were talking about the Stanley Hotel in Estes Park, a very famous hotel. And you were part of a documentary series, you know, and all these ghost stories that have popped up, and I think you kind of framed it perfectly when you said folks go there to stay there so they can have a ghost story for themselves, and a lot of these are just created that way, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. The one that I was going to get into, we had one experiencer that was, I'll say, interesting.
Okay.
We had the entire concert hall to ourselves. They'd sequestered it off so we could go in and, you know, keep an eye on what's going on because of a lot of the claims that are in there.
Right.
So what was happening is we had a couple of people in there, and they were up in the control room that oversees the entire concert hall. We had microphones and cameras all over the building, and as the night went on, it sounded kind of like somebody walking on a hardwood floor, you know, that trying to sneak around sound.
Yeah.
But thankfully, one of the investigators who wanted to go down and look was told no by everybody else because we wanted to see what was happening. Is it accelerating? What's going to happen? And eventually, we heard a sound that sounded exactly like the front door slamming shut.
Mm.
It has a very distinct creak and slam to it. And I can say that because we had to go through the building and check every door to see what they sounded like. The weird part is, even though we recorded that, we had a camera on that door. And when that sound was heard, the door was just locked shut.
Hmm.
So what was it? Don't know. But, you know, kind of a bizarre experience. And that's more of the stories that we've heard out of there, you know, historically. Instead of, you know, somebody going in and sitting at the end of the bed and talking to the ghost like they do these days.
Right.
But still, you know, it's an absolutely beautiful location.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah, I've never actually stayed at the Stanley. So, and guess what? I think all the ghost stories are kind of what is like, no, you know, whether well, they're true or not.
Before the ghost stories, that hotel was not doing very well. And, you know, the Ghost Hunters TV showed up.
Yep.
And it became like the ghost destination of the country. So they're doing okay these days.
Yeah.
And that's something a lot of places have found out is if you stick a ghost story in your hotel, your bed and breakfast, your restaurant, your money gets a lot better.
Absolutely. And of course, I'm sure the movie The Shining also helped with that too, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
In fact, they just did a premiere for the new Dr. Sleep movie up there.
So, oh, wow. Interesting. Yeah. So they're definitely
doing it.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, so what are some other top places, Brian, that you have, again, you've investigated all over the state. What are some other top places with some, I guess I would say big claims, right, that you've investigated in the state?
Well, I'd say, I'll give you a short handful here. There's a place up in Evergreen called Brook Forest Inn that is just, it's amazing. We had kind of unlimited access to it for almost 15 years, and you know, while I can't jump up and say, yes, there's absolutely ghosts there, I can say, yes, we've had some really bizarre experiences there. And it is, it's bed and breakfast and, you know, at this point, kind of a wedding specialty business. So you can go up there and stay, and it's definitely it's worth it. In fact, if I was going to go to the Stanley or up there, I'd probably go to the Brook Forest.
Oh, nice.
It's just,
okay.
It's an amazing little place. One of my favorite locations, and it's mostly because of the history, is Cheeseman Park over by the state capitol.
Okay.
You know, it was originally Denver's first cemetery.
Right.
And due to a lot of technical and political issues, it became a park. But they didn't take all the bodies. And there's still somewhere between 2,000 and 5,000 bodies at a guess. Still at the park.
I did not know that.
Like the movie Poltergeist
was
lightly based on that park.
Oh, I didn't know that. Interesting.
And you know, not only do we know the bodies are there, but at one point in time, and it shows how weird our research can get, they had unearthed 5 bodies there. And through a little negotiation, we worked with the Denver Medical Examiner's Office and the Metro State Human Body Identification Labs at the university to look at the skeletons that were pulled up. So we've actually been able to, you know, do some real science, some real work. And that's one of the few times that I can say we talked to the dead and they actually answered us.
Wow.
There was much smarter people than me when it came to working with the skeletons. But it's just such an amazing thing to be involved in that kind of a thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And does the Rocky Mountain Paranormal Research Society's work mainly have to do with like public places or businesses? Or do you actually have like, I mean, you know, because we all hear stories of homeowners like, oh yeah, my house is haunted. Like, I mean,
oh,
do you
absolutely
have homeowners that reach out and go, help?
All of the time. We are a clearinghouse for ghost photos and people calling us with their paranormal claims. The thing is, when we first got into this, there weren't a lot of people making the claims. But now that the media has taken off so much with it, the ghost TV shows and things like that, unfortunately, a lot of people are misunderstanding what they would have just written off as, you know, a noisy pipe or something like that as a ghost because they saw it on television.
Right.
So it's being able to filter through all of those to get to something that's worth looking at.
Right. And have you been able to do that with some of, especially with the homeowners? I'm sure, you know, being a homeowner and you feel like there's something, it can be very terrifying, I'm sure.
Oh, it absolutely can. And, you know, one of the things that I think most people getting into the field don't look at as a positive is when we can go into somebody's home who believes they have something paranormal, they're terrified, and we can go in and give them a rational explanation for something that's going on, you kind of give their lives back to them.
Oh, I bet.
It's like, don't have to be afraid of this anymore because this is what's doing it. And, you know, if we don't find an answer about something, you know, we can tell them we don't know, but we're going to keep looking into it.
Hey, yeah.
So we're not going to just walk away if we don't know.
So you try and go until you do at least have somewhat of an answer. And if you don't, you just keep going and looking, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, we are perfectly willing to have the explanation of, I don't know what it was.
Right. Interesting. Okay, Brian, when we come back, I would love to talk about, like, why do you do this at night? Why is it always at night? I'm sure you get that question a lot and a lot more. We've got one more break with founding member Brian Bonner of the Rocky Mountain Paranormal Research Society next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. It is Halloween. And of course, having a little fun, but also learning this morning with Brian Bonner, one of the founding members of the Rocky Mountain Paranormal Research Society. And Brian, you have investigated a lot. You've been all over the state. You have seen a lot. You have heard a lot. And still sometimes there is no explanation to some things going on. So it's not to say there isn't maybe something out there, right?
But absolutely.
But the one thing I'm sure a lot of people wonder, and again, a lot of folks, all they have to reference is the TV shows. And like we were talking about earlier, there seems to be a resurgence in the shows. But why investigate at night?
There's a couple of answers. It's spooky.
It's spooky. Well, there you go. To the point, it's spooky. Yeah.
But I think the main answer is at night, things are a lot calmer. Things are a lot quieter. So people tend to notice things that they wouldn't during the day, during the normal, you know, hustle and bustle of what's going on. And also, in especially private homes, that's when people are at home.
Yeah.
They're not at home during the day. They're at work. They're out doing things. And, you know, that goes along with the same question that I always pose of, why do we turn out the lights?
Yeah. Yeah, good point.
And the other answer is, it's spooky. And, you know, we're animals. We're afraid of the dark. We're afraid of night, which, you know, it's a trait we have, and it's not going away anytime soon. But, you know, you watch other groups, other TV shows, things like that, and they're like, okay, we're ready for the investigation to start. We've blacked out all the windows. Turn out the lights. Now, I know everybody either has had their own paranormal experience or knows somebody that has. And nobody that I've ever talked to said, I was sitting in the middle of an absolutely pitch dark room when I saw the ghost walk through.
Right.
So, you know, our theory is whatever the conditions were like when somebody had an experience, leave them like that, because that might, you know, lend itself towards the answer as well.
And speaking of that, and we've been kind of talking about maybe, you know, you've had, I'm sure countless, you don't even know the number off the top of your head, homeowners and stuff like that reach out, and that may be having experiences. And if somebody is listening right now, I'm sure, you know, at first when they contact you, give some advice, right? If somebody experiencing something like that, what is one of the top things that they can do?
Don't be afraid. While Hollywood and television and, you know, all of the horror media in general has made ghosts out to be these, you know, horrible, murderous things, in over two decades, I've never seen anybody hurt by something. I've seen them accidentally hurt themselves because they were afraid, ran away, and, well, ran into a wall or fell down a stairway.
Mm.
But that's one of the main important things is, you know, being able to kind of take control back and say, I'm not going to be terrified of this.
Right.
You know, it may startle you once in a while if you think something is going on. But really one of the important things to do is don't be afraid of it. And the other one is, and it sounds kind of bizarre, start keeping a diary of when it happens, what happens, so you can kind of look at it yourself and say, oh, well, maybe it was this, or maybe there's a pattern to it. So when you call us, you can say, this only seems to happen every Thursday at noon. So if I'm there Saturday at midnight, it's not going to do any good.
Right.
So it's just some baby steps to get us to where we might be able to help you with something.
And if folks like do need to reach out and say, hey, Brian, you know, again, you research until you know. And sometimes there aren't answers. But if folks do need to reach out, what is the best way that they can get a hold of you, the Rocky Mountain Paranormal Research Society? What's the best way that they can do that?
The best way to do it is go over to RockyMountainParanormal.com, and all of our contact information is there. You can send us an email. And you can also see all of the just double fistful of events and things that we do all of the time, too. We're always working on something.
Well, and I was going to say, you guys are, you know, engaged in speaking events, I'm sure, all across the country and even across or in Colorado and across the country. You teach classes. And if somebody is even maybe thinking about getting into paranormal research, right, they can reach out as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, because this is not a field that's going to go away anytime soon.
No, it isn't.
No, it isn't. Well, so I wanted to ask before we let you go this morning, Brian. So it's been a year. Did you have any big investigations in the last year since we last talked?
The past year has been more behind the computer and at the library looking at history for potential explanations to things.
Yeah.
And you know, that's what we're all about, is just trying to find out what the root causes of these are. We just did an investigation at a library here in town that was, it's kind of interesting because when we first got there, they were like, well, we have a couple of ghost stories, but you start talking to people and they're like, oh no, everybody here has had some sort of an experience. So it's like, okay, well, we need to document that now. So everywhere we go is just so much fun.
Well, and it sounds like once an investigation begins, it continues and continues, like you said, trying to research and find out the history and everything like that.
Exactly. You know, as long as we can be involved in it, we generally try to be.
Absolutely. Well, Brian, it is always great talking with you. Again, if folks would like to reach out, if they have questions, maybe they feel like something is going on, maybe would like to learn more about what you guys do or maybe become involved, what's the best way to do that?
Yep. Just come on over to RockyMountainParanormal.com and all of the information is there.
Perfect. Brian Bonner, it's always great talking with you. Happy Halloween, and maybe we'll talk with you next year.
Sounds great. Talk to you then.
Perfect. Thanks so much. And coming up tomorrow on The Extra, it's the business edition on KRDO News Radio.